already succeeded, he repeated to himself. Whatever happens down there doesn't really matter. We've made contact with an extraterrestrial species, proved that they're intelligent. The rest is just a footnote.
Wild Ride. Faraday was shaking brutally as it plunged deeper, towed by the massive leviathan like a cork floater on a fishing line that had been seized by a sounding whale. Even in the thick liquid perfluorocarbon, Deirdre could feel the shuddering that rattled every bone in her body.
"How deep are we going to go?"
Jaeger asked. He was still standing behind Dorn, but he was pressing both his hands against the overhead to keep himself in place.
"We are still within design limits," said Dorn, his eyes on the control console screens.
Jaeger pointed out,
"But we're approaching those limits pretty damned fast."
Deirdre had wormed her feet back into the deck loops, but she still hung on to one of the hand grips on her console as Faraday arrowed down, down, deeper into the dark and hotter depths. Beyond the shaking that rattled the bridge, she could feel the vessel tossing up and down, like a raft in heavy surf, lurching and yawing.
"There's a rhythm to it,"
she realized as she tried to fight down the pain that burned inside her. "It must be the rhythm of the Leviathan's flippers, like the oars of an ancient galley."
"Only minor problems so far," Dorn said. "Structural integrity is still sound. Temperature within acceptable limits. Life support systems performing nominally."
Still, his voice sounded strained to Deirdre.
"My back pain is worse," said Jaeger. "And I'm getting seasick."
Deirdre nodded in sympathy. She felt it too. Nausea and pain. The tightness in her chest was a hot, burning knot that was growing worse each minute.
"It's the pressure," she told herself. "How much can I stand?"
She glanced across toward Andy. He was rubbing the bridge of his nose again.
"His headache must be getting worse," she thought.
"We're all suffering from the pressure buildup." But the expression on Andy's face was far from misery. He was smiling faintly, that absurd, lopsided smile of his.
"How far down is this critter taking us?"
Jaeger demanded.
"As far as it wants to," Corvus snapped. Dorn said, "We're approaching 1,000 kilometers depth. That's the vessel's nominal limit. If we exceed design limits, we'll have to disengage and return to a safer depth." Corvus shot him an annoyed look. To Jaeger, he said, "Max, that design limit isn't absolute, is it? You built a safety factor into it, didn't you?"
"Yeah,"
Jaeger said half-heartedly.
"How deep can we really go?"
Jaeger growled.
"How high is up?"
1,500 clicks? Corvus demanded.
"Can we go that deep?"
Jaeger shook his head. Deirdre thought, Andy's changed. He was crushed when his DBS equipment didn't work, but now he's taken charge. He's determined to communicate with the Leviathans, one way or another. The pounding was getting worse. The bridge was rattling so hard now that the displays on Deirdre's console screens were blurring.
"Are the electronics failing, or is it just my eyesight?" she wondered.
She called to Dorn.
"Are your screens blurry?"
The cyborg turned his head toward her, its human side set in a grim rictus that almost matched the metal half.
"You're having a problem with your vision."
Squinting at the fuzzy screens, Deirdre said, I don't know if it's me or the displays."
"The system monitors show no indications of failure," said Dorn.
"It must be my eyesight, then," Deirdre replied.
"Vibration's getting worse," Jaeger said, pointing a shaking finger at the monitor screens. "Everything is still within design limits," Dorn insisted. Then he added, "Barely." "The equipment's within design limits," Yeager countered. "But we're not."
Leviathan swam deeper, seeking the kin, but being careful not to dive too swiftly. Leviathan thought that the alien is probably fragile, so it had to descend slowly, gently. After all, the alien is a creature of the cold abyss above, Leviathan reasoned. This region is foreign to it. What if it can't live in the warm domain of the symmetry? Leviathan wondered. It doesn't belong in our region. It isn't part of the symmetry. It's an alien. Then a new thought. Does the alien have a symmetry of its own? It must have. It comes from the cold abyss above. There must be an alien symmetry up there somewhere, a region where the alien lives with its own kind. This was something to think about. Another symmetry. An alien symmetry. Why would the alien leave its own place and invade ours? Leviathan had no answer. It hoped that the elders would know, or at least learn what the answer might be. We must bring the alien to the elders. Leviathan confirmed its earlier decision. The elders must see this creature, signal with it, learn from it. Fighting down its inner impatience, Leviathan swam still deeper, cautiously moving slowly, gently, so that the alien would not be harmed or frightened.
"Andy, are you all right?" Yeager asked. Yeah, I'm okay," Corvus replied as he swayed in the foot loops, his eyes closed, both hands massaging his forehead. "You don't look so good," said Yeager. "I've got the mother of all sinus headaches, that's all." Yeager nodded, then clasped Dorn's metal shoulder. "The crew's going to hit failure mode before the equipment does, pal." Dorn said nothing. The cyborg didn't take his eyes from the screens of his control console. "Did you hear me, robot?" Yeager snapped. "We can't go much deeper. We're all gonna crack up." Deirdre saw the fear in Yeager's face and understood what he was trying to do. "Max is scared," she realized. "He wants to turn back, but he's too timid to say it. So he's blaming it on our physical condition." Corvus said tightly, "I can take it. I'm not going to crack." "Not till your head explodes," Yeager growled. He turned toward Deirdre. "Dee, how are you?" The pain in her chest was like a knife twisting inside her, but Deirdre said, "I'm okay." She was surprised at what an effort it took to gasp out the two words. Corvus slid over to her. Bobbing in the liquid before her, he asked in a near whisper, "Are you really okay, Dee?" "Yes," she said tightly. "If it's too much for you, we can go back up."
"And leave the Leviathan?" Deirdre asked. "Quit the mission?"
Andy's gentle blue eyes looked sad, but he said, "There'll be other missions, Dee. You're more important than anything else."
"But Andy," she said, panting from the pain, "we've come all this way."
Corvus turned toward Dorn. "Take us up." The cyborg looked over his shoulder at Corvus. "Up! Disengage and get us the hell out of here." "Are you certain?" Hunched over from the pain in her chest, Deirdre caught a glimmer from her sensor screens.
"Look!" she gasped. "More of them."
Observation blister.